7 and 9-11 PC correct.
And I think without much further delay, let me ask the special advisor and the deputy.
The president will know where we come from. And when he's talking about fire farm,
yeah,
you can understand yourself that person.
Yeah.
Maybe somewhere in his mind. Or
yeah, but we have never said that in the meeting on Friday. Is it true or not? We have never said that.
So that's why I say the person who has said that is the person who something wrong or he
is leading the whole nation. What was the correct thing that you have said? You know, and the lawyer here, he can do it. What is the correct thing that you have said? And what else why are you looking at him?
I think it's a copy of the study.
What is there about what's wrong
about Bishop Toro? And they you know what? They don't say Jack Toro or Nicoba Toro. They say Bishop Toro. There in the Sunday time. Talking about service. I don't know. What type of service? I don't know.
So, I guess he's going to shake the story, so I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, they phone the Sunday Times to tell the Sunday Times they must talk about Bishop. Maybe they attended one service one Sunday of you. That's why they are talking about service. Did you attend the
And now,
Yeah. And one of the things that you said, you know, the cool thing about the vegetables is that they have to be taken to the
running like a mad horse.
If we don't know how to do it,
members, all members of the committee, the other members will get because Sabelo and them are there. Sabelo is still printing, they are printing. All the guests and everybody in the room will have it. It's about, you have what? You have the copy, no?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah, we can start now. I'm not very much impressed with this entire thing. I'm not. You see, it's 11 o'clock now. 1 hour late. But let's start. Let's start. Over to you. Members, I want us to follow this. Check the amendment bill. Check the bills next week. Even if we sit until 5 o'clock tonight. Yes. But let's do it proper job.
Line three of the bill, and you are omitting a person under the authority of the department, and you are substituting it with such its inmate. Is that correct? the amendment by using the page 3, line 3. The next one is on page 3, after line 6. When setting a new definition, which is the definition of correction. Now it should read, correction refers to the assessment of needs and security risk, comma, profiling of individual, comma, development of the sentence plan, and the rendering of services and programs. That is a new definition of correction. The next one is on page 3 in line 18. We are omitting the definition of correctional medical officer, and it is being substituted with the definition of correctional medical practitioner. The next one is on page 3 of the line 20. And then this is a new amendment that is being inserted into the bill. We are inserting the following paragraph 3. You see, I already have in paragraph 3 in the bill.
Yeah.
So it should go there after line 20 as a new paragraph 3, and then the existing paragraph 3 automatically will change it and become H. So the amendment that is being introduced there is the definition of development. Now it should read, development refers to the provision of opportunities for social development and social consciousness, comma, vocational and technical training, recreational recreation, sports, arts and culture, education and enhancement of employability in order to promote personal development and social competences that will enable the offender to be integrated into communities and protect citizens.
Yeah, but what about the disability. You see, genius. You see, we raised that example. And I want Nadia to come in here. Nadia? You have the document in front of you, Nadia?
No, I don't have this document. It was raised
as
one of the... It was raised in the submission by the Human Rights Commission, and the department didn't report on it on Friday evening.
Yes.
And they provided an alternative definition of disability and said that some of the terms here were updated.
Okay, I think fine. Yeah, I understand. I think that is an oversight and our time going to admit we can substitute the definition. On the back of the paper.
Part
of the we can fight. Because I'm receiving instructions from them and then I passed that, and that's what you were trying to say. I'm talking about this.
Thank you, Chairperson, and apologies for the delay. We did give the definition to the paper advisor. I think it's an odd issue because the president voluminous, he must have ever used some of the definitions.
That's why I'm saying we are going to take time, line by line, so that we don't see anything. Yes. So you will include this. So do you have a copy?
It's not this. I've been asked for the short one. Something else?
The next one is on page 3 in line 41 to omit paragraph 3. That is the definition of the inspection plan. So it is being omitted from the bill because there is no change in the coupon F. So the coupon F will remain in the definition. It's not happening. The next
starting on page 3 from line 55 to almost paragraph 2. Paragraph D in the deal is the one that inserts the definition of offender. So it is being omitted from the deal, and we have defined this defendant offender in fact. Hence we are introducing the definition of offender in the deal.
Sentence
offender is being defined here. The same subject is the definition of offender. Next amendment is on page 4. After line 7.
After line?
After line
7. But yes, line 30.
Page 4?
Page 4 in line 30.
Number 7, perfectly. On page 4? After line 7, you can set the following. We are setting the definition of sentence offender. Sentence offender means a convicted person, sentence incarceration, or correctional supervisor. The next amendment is on page 4 in line 13. After incarceration, to inspect or correctional supervisor. And then we move to clause 2. On page 4, in line 17, to omit ensuing and to substitute ensuring. Yes. Next sentence on page 4 in line 20. To omit offenders and persons subject to community correction and to substitute sentence offenders and then in bold and persons subject to community correction.
Can you repeat that again?
What's in bold? Sentence bold and persons subject to community correction, because it's already in the Principal Act and the intention is to remove it. It's to remove from any person subject to community correction from the Principal Act and the Principal Act. The next amendment is on clause 7. Line 47. To omit sentence prisoners involved, offenders undermined, and to substitute sentence prisoners offenders. Here what is being done is, from the bill, we are omitting the sentence offender which is already involved and is being omitted from the principal act. And then the intent was to insert offenders. But now, since the offender has been redefined to be substituted by the definition of transcendent offender, so this is what I'm trying to rectify here. The next one is on page 5, in line 9. To omit offenders and to substitute each other. Now from the deed is going to read, you can read paragraph F.
Yeah.
You should read where there is a danger of persons who are awaiting trial or sentence defeating the end of justice by their association with offenders. Now you should read by their association with each other. The commissioner must detain them apart.
Yeah.
Not.
On page 5, in line 37, chapter 7, since page 8, because we are going to get in section 7, chapter 28 and 8. The next time is on page 5, in line 39, to omit in length and to substitute pendant or pendant. The next time on page 5, in line 39, to omit inmates and to substitute pendant or pendant. The next time on page 5, in line 14, to omit end at the end of line 14. Because I'm going to insert it in paragraph. The next amendment on page 5 after line 40 to insert the following in the paragraph B that is being inserted.
You must go slowly so that members must remember. You must also raise the member was raise their hand if you are not there with us. Because this is our duty to understand this thing. Because we must do oversight over this thing. So please don't hesitate to raise an objection if you are not with us. Okay.
Yeah. On page 5, after line 40, to insert the following. B, organization and denomination protection in paragraph A must be registered with the department and members thereof may be screened by the national commissioner before they can be allowed to interact with tenants or tenants. Next amendment is on page 17. On page 6. From line 39. To omit, awaiting, trial, detainee. All sentence offenders. So the topic of term error is awaiting prior detainees or sentence offenders. And to substitute persons awaiting prior or sentence. The next amendment is cross changes on page 7. On page 7 in line 3, to omit by the substitution for subsections 1 and 3 respectively of the following subsections and to substitute again. If I can explain what is happening here in the bill, the amendment in section 20 was only with regard to subsections 1 and 3. So there is also another section that is being inserted into the Consul Act as well. So we're changing the format. The next one on page 7 after line 4. To insert the following. A. By the substitution for subsection 1 of the following subsection. And if you look at the bill, you already have subsection 1 in there. In clause 20, it reads, section 20 of the Consul Act is hereby amended by the substitutions of subsection 1 and 3 respectively of the following subsection. So there's only one amendment.
conflict. Even with Pastor Kiwan, in fact, now we are opening it up because we are also going to insert a new subsection in the Testament. Lesson in Sunday 7, in 9, 7. After 8, in fact, or until such time that the house can be appropriated, place is taken into consideration the best interest of the child. That is in 9, 7. No.
In other words, it's 2 years, but if the child has no place or the social welfare department does not find a suitable place, the child will stay with the mother until that time. I think it's correct. I think it's right.
After 9-7. Insert the following paragraph C. By the insertion after subsection 1 of the following subsection, that the new amendment that is being inserted into the compartment is going to be subsection 1 after letter A. Upon admission of such a female inmate, the department must immediately, in conjunction with the Department of Social Development, facilitate the process for the proper placement of such a child. So this one will follow subsection 1 of the department. Let's have in the page 5, after 9, 7. He said the following paragraph 3. By the substitution for subsection 3 of the current subsection. And we're already having subsection 3 in the page. The next one is on page 7, in line 8. Before 3, to insert the code. We are quoting that subsection because there is a distinct substitution. The next part is clause 24. At page 7, from line 34. Paragraph D. To only, and then I'm quoting B, in the case of serious or repeated infringement, solitary confinement, in both, defensive in a single term for a period not exceeding 30 days. This is being omitted from the bill. And to substitute, we've got a new paragraph B that is going to read, in the case of serious or repeated infringement, certification in order to undergo specific programs aimed at correcting his or her behavior with a lot of gratuity and restriction of amenities as contemplated in paragraph B and C. B and C. Page 7 in line 42, to omit end and to substitute full stop. The next one is on page 7 in line 43 to omit paragraph F. Paragraph F was written in the principal S, subsection 8. Now it is being deleted. So hence we are omitting the entire paragraph F. The next one is verse 25. Step 25 in the bill was dealing with the solitary confinement was due to detention in single cell. Now there's no amendment in that. That's what the bill was rejected by the committee. There's no amendment in the bill. Step 25 in the bill is going to be taken out. The next one is a new clause. That's the point is a new clause. Repeat of question 35 of Act 111 of 1998. 35? Question 35 of the 25 as declared by the field. So what is happening here? We have omitted section 25 from the field. So 25, that amends section 25 of the field. It's being omitted from the field and also being deleted also from the field.
No, I think that we must debate each and everything so that the mother will come back again. Let's talk if members don't understand the clarity on an issue. Stop. Let's talk about it. The next one is code 27. That is page 8. On page 8 in line 25, to omit a correctional medical officer and to substitute a correctional medical officer in bold, practitioner underlined. It's on page 9 from 9-4. To omit paragraph A and to substitute the following. Paragraph A from the building omitted and being substituted by this one. It reads that the substitution in subsection 1 for paragraph B of the following paragraph. And paragraph B reads to give effect to the penalty of the restriction of the amenities imposed in terms of section 24, 3-3, 5-3, or 5-3, to the extent necessary to achieve this objective. Basically, from the B, this paragraph A that is being omitted, it was adding paragraph C into section 80. That is to give effect to program as contemplated in section 24-8. But now since 24 subsection 8 is being omitted from the field, the
personality if you have this. Close page 1. On page 9, from line 19. To omit in bold, a prisoner is in solitary confinement or interrogation, and in underline, an inmate is detained in a single cell. And to substitute in bold, a prisoner is in solitary confinement or underline, an inmate is in interrogation. Verse 32. On page 9, from 933, to omit by the substitution for subsections 1 and 5 respectively of the volume subsection, and to substitute the basically the same as the previous amendment, because there is a new substitute that is being inserted into section into the first amendment. On page 9, after line 34, to insert the following: A, by the substitution for subsection 1 of the following subsection. After line 34. And in line 35, we already have the subsection 1. The next sentence on page 9, in line 46.
No,
we have said, and specifically myself, have said on line 37, may use force. You see, after the comma, I have said that we must put in minimum, may use minimum force.
Thank you. We did make an improvement yesterday, but I don't know what conscious our colleague, she should have inserted it. I said that like all the omissions that have been made in the department just to be
included. That's fine. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, members, and everybody in the room, that she and copy and use outside. You can, we are not going to break, but you can go out and take your cup of coffee and so on, and come back after. Okay, you can continue.
Okay, in line 46. After full stop to set the code, a closing code again. On page 9, after line 46, to insert the following. B, paragraph 2, by the substitution for subsection 5 of the following subsection. Subsection 5 is already in the view. On next one, on page 9, in line 47, before 5, we go to insert a code, because we are going to be, we are inserting the code. The next one is on page 9, after line 49. There at the end, after line 49, to insert the following. Paragraph 3, by the addition, after subsection 5, of the following subsection. 6, after new subsection 6, to insert the following subsection. All instances of use of force in terms of subsections 2 and 3, not to the project of the instances that they needed. The next job is not 35, but this is case 10. On page 10, in line 30. After correctional, insert sentence. Now it should read, Arsenal, then in Blank. Verse 36. And page 10, in line 46. To omit inmates. On page 10, in line 46. After future, to insert obsession and then to incarceration of more than 24 months. Now it should read. In line 46, horizontal sentence plan in relation to the future of person sending incarceration of more than 24 months in the personal center. The next sentence is in line 51. After the first sentence. There is a D just before the offender there, in between the D and the offender, the same word of the word sentence is being inserted. The next one is the same in the same in line 54, after D, to the first sentence. The next one is the base 10 in line 56, after D, to the third sentence. The next 11 in line 2, the next one is the 11. In line 2, after D, to the second. The next clause is clause 38. That is page 11. On page 11, in line 18, to omit, sentence, and substitute, sentence, prisoner. So what is this? What is happening here? In the future case, we've got the sentence prisoner. Now, the only thing that we are omitting from the future case is prisoner only because we are keeping the sentence. Now we should read, labor of sentence offender. On page 11, line 20. After prisoner. After you should, on page 11, from line 20, after a prisoner, suppose, in third sentence. Lesson on page 11, in line 33, to omit matters relation. And just read, offender with skills in order to be gainfully employed in society. On page 11, in line 25, to omit a sentence, please not, then, this is underlined. And to substitute, a sentence prison. A sentence is not underlined, it's not in bold, because it has been omitted from the total text. It only states that the word is not being omitted in the total text and to be used by the bold. On page 11, in line 27. To omit a sentence prisoner, and this is underlined, and to substitute, ascending prisoner. This is unbold. The bold one is only prisoner. The next one is on page 11 in line 30. To omit N. There is an N just before the offender. This is underlined. And to substitute sentence. Now it should be a child who is sentence offender. Who is a sentence offender. They. The next sentence
is
a sentence offender. Or only thing N. And then the A should be inserted just before sentence. sentence on page 11, line 32. To omit N into substitute, A sentence. Now it's a question, who is a sentence or sender? The child who is the sentence. The next sentence on page 11, line 38. Substitute none. Impose. To insert sentence. On page 11, in line 43, to omit N and substitute A sentence. On page 11, in line 45, to omit N and substitute A sentence. The next amendment is on the fourth page line. The page first from line 6. To omit second, please not in bold, and to substitute, sentence, please not. Please not in bold, only the first sentence was repeated. Number 6 and page 4 in line 8. To omit sentence, choose not, offend as underlined, and to substitute sentence, choose not in bold, offend as underlined. Now it says read, sentence, offender. The next sentence on page 12 in line 18. To omit sentence offender and to substitute sentence prisoner. The next sentence on page 4 from line 16. To omit sentence prisoner and to substitute sentence prisoner. Now, what are you doing here in the principal act in the bill? Defendant. Is not the board, it has been removed from the principal act. But now it's only prisoner, which has been removed, sentence is not going to be removed. Now you should read line 16. Which means specific needs of sentence offender. The next time is on page 12 in line 21. Omit This time is that?
9. Offenders who are illiterate or children, many people. And we have said, we must get me to the
in line 18. To omit sentence prisoner, it's imposed, and open and underline, which is written in the book, and the substitute sentence, which is not bolded, prisoner, imposed, open and underline. The next sentence takes form in line 21. To omit sentence prisoner, offender underline, and the substitute sentence is in bold, prisoner in bold, offender underline. The next amendment in terms of 46. On
Now you should reach committee correction for possible placement of a sentence offender. The next time you can take part is 9:47. To only sentence is not involved, then to substitute sentence which is unordered in 2 minutes. On page 4, in 9:52, after prisoner, she said sentence. The same with page 4, in 9:54, after prisoner, not prisoner, after prisoner, she said sentence. Next time is on page 13. In line 3. To omit N, to the other line, and to substitute sentence. On page 30, in line 5. After prisoner, to insert sentence. On page 3, in line 8. After prisoner, she said sentence. On page 13, in line 10, after prisoner, she said sentence. This is underlined. On page 13, in line 4, to omit prisoner, which is substitute, prisoner which is involved. And sentence or offender which is underlined.
This
is in line 4.
You see, in the possible replacement of such things, you correct it. It in makes sense. For
offender. On page 13, in line 25, after prisoner, in that sentence. Let's go to page 41, on page 13, in line 26. To omit a sentence prisoner, which is involved, an offender which is underlined, and to substitute a sentence which is unbold, prisoner which is bold, offender which is underlined. Now you should read a sentence offender.
We also debated this one.
Yeah,
we also debated this one. And we said that an offender, you see, that must be out. We are sitting with an overcrowding situation. Read it and let's talk about it. An offender must be out at the center closest to the place where he or she is to be decided after the meeting. Are we not going to, you see, it's that must. Why are we not saying may?
Okay. Because of the lack of practice of the social system rules, such that must accommodate the change of the inmates as soon as possible, especially in the sport, don't the sports qualify if one look at this, look at that, that with due regard to the availability of accommodation, the facility needed for the security requirements and the presence to the availability of programs. So it's not yes, but it's also subject into the last part of the process.
Yes, but the department
faces
a lot of challenges in cost. And some of them, people have won, inmates have won such cases. Are we not opening ourselves up for challenges in court?
Mr. Chair, I know there was a lot of cases for specific private persons where people want to be sent back, and we didn't lose one of them, as far as I know. I remember the last time I also explained myself wrongly by saying must and may, because I was thinking that the standard minimum rules would be extrapolated from end of month to place as far as must be placed as far as possible to be placed for the sign. This is why I feel that this one. But I think it's correct as it stands now. It gives the need to draw up a commissioner to put him according to security, according to programs available, and haven't brought the case in that regard. Yes. I will really suggest that we leave it as.
If I may respect without the interface perspective, saying an offender must be housed, that the consent is closer to the place where he or she is to reside after the case with due regard to the availability of accommodation in the facility. I think that it should qualify. But one, I'm just taking in line 40. To only end, and we start to see the day standing. Lessons and page 13 in line 41. To only end, and we start to see the day standing. On page 13 in line 42. To only officer, and start to see officer in bold. And practice now, which is underlined, to work with the three committees from the 2015. And by setting line 42, to omit end and to substitute a sentence. And by setting line 43, to omit correct now. In line 42. So the question now which is underlined. The next one is on page 13, in line 44. After prisoner, we insert sentence. Page 13, in line 45. To omit correctional medical officer. And the substitute correctional medical officer in bold, practitioner underline. The next amendment is the first position. This is page 13 from line 63. To omit defendant prisoner and from line 42 to omit the sentence prisoner which is false and which is underlined and to substitute the sentence prisoner which is false. The next one is page 13 in line 55 to omit offender which is false and not underlined and to substitute sentence offender. This is also bold and not underlined. Next amendment on page 43. On page 40. In line 4.
after Christmas. Verse 43, on page 14, in line 4. After sending prisoners, not prisoners, after sending prisoners, which is in bold, and he said, sentence. We are omitting a sentence prisoner, which is in bold, and then it's being substituted with sentence. Page 7, in line. Page 14, line 7. To omit N. Then the substitute, sentence. Then the substitute, A, sentence. On page 14, line 10. To omit sentence, choose not, which is in bold. N to substitute, sentence which is unbold, written as which is bold. The next one is on page 14, in line 12. To omit, which is substitute, officer which is bold, and practitioner which is underlined. On page 14, in line 13. To omit N, which is underlined, and the substitute sentence. The next amendment is on page 44. Or for page 14. Page 14, line 20.
Mr. Rowe, can I say something?
Yes.
Why do they have missing at the top at 19?
Offender or awaiting trial in the substitute a person awaiting trial or sentence. The next question, line 22. Only such and sentence. Offenders or awaiting trial detainees. And substitute in the substitute? Person. Now it should read, unless a person's own clothing. Here, the word inmate is being omitted and substituted with the word sentence.
40 and line 40. So for me, all when I no longer hold the society, all the time. And you can choose from the day. Now it should end up to nine segment society when they have set their sentence for some. Line 46. In that sentence for offender. Line 42, for people of Venda, is that sentence. The next amendment is verse 47, which is page 50. So only cut which is bold, and the cut which is cut which is unbold. So now that means the cut which is bold is something omitted from the discard and it seems the same. On that 16, line 10. Page 15 from line 10 to omit paragraph subsection paragraph, which has been an omitted from the bill. So this was in 13 paragraph A, capital A, which reads to place the under house arrest between stipulated hours in order to reduce the possibility of committing the criminal offense. Now this paragraph is being omitted from the bill. The next amendment is on page 16, line 17. To omit a person concerned and to specific sentence the offender. Now you should read the relationship between sentence offender and the community. Next amendment is on page 16, line 10. To omit where possible. Next one is on page 15, line 23. To omit correction and check. 15, line 23. To omit correction. The correction that is being underlined and care that is also being underlined is omitted from the list. And to substitute support. What is happening here is that the support which is being voided in the bill is being replaced now. It's not void, and it's not underlined. It's not being omitted from the list.
So it will be
take part in treatment, development, and support program.
Thank you.
they are saying that they delete and reinstate it as two now. The court. I understand, and they can explain. They can explain. When community corrections are you there at that time?
Yeah.
When community corrections are ordered, a court, a court and the correctional supervision and parole board. We have agreed that. In the principal act, we are bringing it back to what the principal act is, isn't it? We have agreed on that.
I've noted that I'm going to all these students and they're from the group. Thank you. is ofrenda, which is involved, and to substitute them then ofrenda, which is also involved. Second and cross 49, page 15, line 4. So means ofrenda, and to substitute ofrenda, which is in. The intention here suggested is to omit offender and substitute the to omit offender that is underlined and substitute the inlay in front of the and then the department is a substitute. Next one is on page 52. This is page 15. In line 3. The head is there. Okay. You are up here. Also in gold. Then you cut it. And here you have two. This is being underlined. You are going to do a little bit from the view. And substitute from the view. Or up here. Which is bold but it's not understand. Now it's a tree. Use or abuse of alcohol or use of illegal drugs. Yes. Yes. That is the case, Chakasin, I would propose, instead of amending this in the view, we should rather reject cross 52 because they're not amended. Clause 53. It's page 15 in line 20. Omit correctional supervision and parole board, which is involved. And the substitute correctional supervision and parole board, which is involved. Intention in the bill was to omit the correctional supervision and parole board. But now it is amendment was in now it should read, instead of the person to appear before the court, comma, personal supervision and parole board or other. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sorry, sir, just before we get to
to that particular amendment. If we go back to page 16, years of the deal, and we go to the line, I think it's 13, line 13, that's quoted subsection 4 that is being added there. It still speaks to the commissioner. I don't know whether you're referring to the national commissioner. I think that's the person we should be referring to. I think there as well we need to add the word national. Thank you.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You say the national commission.
Sentence 17, line 28. Insert sentence
after collision, there is a bit of shipping boat, the impact that
is. Yeah. From I think the intention here is to amend that paragraph A by substituting certain words in that paragraph. But I think the paragraph that is quoted, so it's not a paragraph that's appearing in the act. It's a paragraph that seems to be amended already. I think that's the correct thing to do, because subsection 5 starts reading from paragraph A. It's subject to the conditions of community correction set by such board or court. And it says subsection 1, a prison must be placed under correctional supervision. And the way it is, it's like an insertion of a new paragraph. I think the drafters will just have to look at that. Because I don't think that is a proper way of amending this paragraph. Thank you.
What is it
referring to
the first
paragraph?
Is that the Thank you. being sacrificed by the youth. From line 41. And the same thing here. The minister in consultation with the National Council has been omitted from the bill and is prosecuted with the National Council. The same thing number 14 from Catherine D in line 43. Because after the 23 consultation, she said, and after the hearing, she will be high. From 9 to 64. For the minister in consultation with the National Council and the National Council. And also, I think that being in line 66 after the decision, number 16, page 16 on the top of the proposed amendment. On page 33, in 9 to 16. Next time, from page 18, from line 1, there at the top. To omit the minister in consultation with the National Council and to substitute the National Council. The next time is in line 3. Page 18 in line 3 after the decision to be set after having been certified by the minister. On page 18 from line 7. The same thing to omit the minister in consultation with the National Council and to participate in the National Council. Page 18 in line 9. In bold, unless the court has a
Starting from line 40, it should read, of being considered for placement under correctional supervision. Provided that the defendant contemplated in subparagraph 1 has been converted into correctional supervision in accordance with section 2768(3) of the statute. The intention, my understanding, I got from the department is this last category of visa, they wanted only to be applicable to some paragraph 1, not to for section paragraph 2 and paragraph 3. The next one is an
sentence to B, and we have the fine. So the court, the act made provision that you can presently as principal act are saying you can let him go in one court or sentence. But there is a provision. 2761B sentence cannot be put on parole or on corrective supervision by the commissioner or the parole board. You have to go to the court first to convert the sentence into corrective supervision, and then you can act in terms of the act. I think that's all we wanted to do that. 2761B have to go, one B have to go to the court of court to request for coercion of sentence. As soon as he converted, then you can continue with the others to put it on parole. Correct the supervision. Thank you.
In Romaine 2 and 3, there's a omit
the minister must, in consultation with the National Council of the University in the Congress, determine a minimum period for which offenders must be considered for placement under community correction, that is being omitted from the bill. And to substitute it with, the National Council must, in the prescribed manner, and in consultation with the National Council. Can you make an explanation?
No,
minimum period for which sentence offenders must be incarcerated before being considered for placing under confinement.
Where does the parole board come in? See, we are talking about National Council, the National Commission. Where does the National Parole Board come from? It's just it's a thing that I want clarity.
Down the to incarceration framework according to which parole boards would then take the next issue.
Chair, if I may. The parole board will most probably will be consulted, but this is why they're not here, but you will not do it without taking the consideration.
The process is not that the parole board must recommend any image. Is it not the case?
No, Mr. Chair, they do have the power to release.
Who is the parole board?
Yeah, except of lifers, dangerous fingers.
So in other words, a lifer is not appearing before the parole board?
It does appear for a recommendation.
That's correct, that's what I'm saying.
That's correct.
Any inmate in prison must appear before the parole board.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's correct.
I'm asking, where does the parole board?
I would have liked it better if you were seeing the parole board after consultation with the National Council. The parole board is the main actor. It is our request when they send the people to parole.
The parole board, you are correct. The parole board is making recommendations to national council in this instance, in all, and we are going to have it like that. They must play. They themselves, the correctional service parole board, must recommend to the national council. They mustn't be left out.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Must not be.
The national council would decide. Yes.
Parole board.
National council is correct.
But they have to take action.
No, you are right.
I understand it as well.
Are we on one level No, there's no confusion here. No, there's no confusion. I don't think there's confusion that we are complicating things. We are just saying that, you know, the National Council must get a recommendation from the parole board who have assessed this inmate. The case management committee is given the parole board, just fine, in saying that Dennis Bloom has rehabilitated. That's a recommendation. It's not the final decision yet. If the National Council will say yes or no, and the minister will act. That's how we understand it. I don't think that.
In fact, Chair, on this point, that why to them it looks as if the parole board has no case? It's because the structure, the new structure of the parole board should have the justice, should have the police there. That's why now they feel that it has no case. That's nearly half a step. Thank you for that point.
I think the clause that we are dealing with is a clause. Look, currently as it is, the legislature has already prescribed the minimum period that offenders must have before they qualify for parole. And that was a decision that Parliament made and prescribed it in the form of So there, the parole board did not have anything to say. It was basically what your job. Now what you are doing is you are delegating your job, that is the determination of the minimum period, to the National Council. So in that sense, the parole board still does not come to play. What the National Council does, and what this is now being ratified by the minister, this is what we have agreed on last time. They must now, in the form of regulation, bring that back to this committee. All of the nation. It comes back to this committee and you give your approval. Now, once that has been approved, the parole board will know now what is the new sort of a guideline. So it's only then that the parole board is a sort of an administrative element in this process. So I don't think at this stage they do feature. They will feature at a later stage in terms of administering the parole process. Thank you.
In consultation with Page 20,
992. The same thing, yes, to omit effects are general for correctional purposes and difficulty to use effects as well. On page 20, in line 20, to omit image and to substitute sentence or paragraph. Letter name is on first 62. This is page 20, 19. To omit N, the structure of sender and offender. To omit that N, N to substitute A sender. Now this will reach A sender of sender. It can take 20 to 9:30. Here it reads, an offender sentenced to life incarceration, but the intention is to omit the offender in such a sentence, but in this instance I don't think this is applicable because the college mentioned sentence to life. So I would recommend maybe to say in the case of a person sentenced to life incarceration, to substitute an offender with a person. The letter name is on plus 62. Page 20 in 9:36. Ask the prisoner which is involved to insert sentence. Test amendment in 12:63, which is page 21.
Before we come to page 2, powers of the minister 62. What are we saying?
The period with regard to my family. So are we in their court, and we didn't say this in their court.
They are taking the court out, and it's in the hands of the minister in respect of prisoners serving life sentence. That is what is.
We consider the fact that the National Council should have the power to consider parole's placement of lifers. But then we run into the problem of offender sentence to life imprisonment becoming medical disease. The council only gathers every 3 months or 4 times a year. So how are you going to get a council together if you've got a urgent need for an offender to be released? So we decide that will not be the option. That the medical camp, the medical, the initiative is like the decisions for lifers. And I think that's one of the reasons why we thought that the best person in this will be the minister on advice of the National Council. It's already been said that it consists out of professional people to advise them. Actually, it comes from a parole board to advise the will make a recommendation to the National Council, and the National Council then will invite to the Minister to say yes or no. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank
It's really a policy decision on whether you want to have these powers performed by the courts or to have these powers performed by the
minister. Yes. No, if nobody is having anything to say on this, you know, if we are talking about this decision, we are deleting the court and the minister. The minister is acting with a recommendation from the National Council. With other words, the National Council on Corruption have already screened this sentence and made recommendations to say, no, we understand that this person is, you see, in this court as well, the minister, on advice of the National Council, must consider and make a decision upon the recommendation. With other words, it's not a given. It's not a given that the National Council have recommended this person. That's how I understand it. In the context of the framework. And for that matter, in the National Council, we assess that we, as members of parliament, two other people, because we are not dead. We are also going to sit on that National Council. With other words, I personally don't think that we are doing anything irresponsible yet. We have already covered in page 60, in short, what is that? 73. We have already covered that and closed any loophole that is there that maybe the minister or whoever might abuse or misuse that power. That's how I understand. I don't think that this 62, if we take away it affects that. Sometimes there is a problem that a judge has passed away, for instance, and this thing must now go to the court. It's a struggle to get this person being released or whatever. I don't think that we must crack our head on this issue. We are not
we are not, as we have said, we are not giving the minister a blank check. Still, the money has by his institution. The fact that we will be there and other people, community people. You see, I have checked on Friday. Let's check who is this who is the correctional supervision report. And I think that we can trust them. We can trust them. So three judges. You have proposed an additional charge there. I don't think that these people can be irresponsible and releasing people as they wish to yeah. You see, it's three judges and appointed by the chief judge. A magistrate and it's a senior magistrate. The deputy is the director of public prosecution. Director of public prosecution. The police. Department of the rank, the of the department, boys, yeah. And the police are there. Social welfare is there. And two persons with special knowledge of correctional system. And then four or more persons not in full time. I don't think, member, I don't think we Mr. Self, I think let's not Sekitido. You agree with it. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's enough. Checks and balances. Yes. In this policy. Alright.
Mr. Chair, if you mind further addition,
yes.
If we went to the court,
yes.
And the new parole board will make a recommendation to the court. Just see what I'm saying. If you say that it is, there's no national council that will come to this. It's only the parole board that makes a recommendation to the court, the state. So I can just say, support your viewpoint, say, the minister will be in the best position due to the advisory from the national council.
So we take this out from N up and until Q. We delete this.
Why are we saying that this is wrong? You know, I want to understand before I agree on anything. Why are we saying that and is considered by the Correctional Supervision Parole Board, or in the case of a person serving life sentence by the minister as not being capable of committing? Why are we believing? It's fine if you can be able to find that.
money for his friend. So on me, after business, he starts spending. Then, so on me, and.
Just before we go to that particular amendment, I don't know whether I was asleep. If we just go back to clause 64, it's on page 21. If we go back to line 24, to line 26, I didn't hear any correction of that new insertion there in view of the amendment effected in section or clause 73A. I think then we need to also relook at that position.
Under the heading, to omit the discharge in such a way which is involved, and analyze the object of the discharge as a lever. That being omitted from the bill, can be substituted the discharge in such a way. Now the heading will read the discharge in such a way for correctional services. The judicial inspectorate for correctional services. On this basis, from line 14, to omit to involve the judicial inspectorate of prisons, and the line office of the inspector general, but on omitting in the passages with the judicial inspectorate of prisons in the end. Next amendment is from 22 from line 16. To omit injecting that which is imposed in underline the inspector general for correctional services that is omitted from the bill and substituted with inspecting that which is not underlined, which is not bold, that means you are stating what you have in the department. Next amendment is 22 from line 18. Yeah, page 18 is really everything, Mama. And page 22 from line 16, from line 18. So I'll need to assert the territory involved and then align the office of the inspector general for the committee and to substitute the digital inspectorate which is not involved. And that means we can put it in the issue. The reference on page 32 from line 20. So I'll need also involved inspection class, inspector general for personal services, and the substitute inspection class. So I'm inspecting inspection class.
the next amendment in terms of president is president is being respected. That means it should remain as it is in the principal act, the joint amendment. The next amendment in terms of president is two. Chapter 23 is the one that deals with the receipt of Section 88 of the Principal Act. That one is being rejected. And that means Section 88 will remain registered in the Principal Act. It will not be repealed in the amendment state. So there's no amendment. And there's a new clause. That the following be the new clause. If the insertion of Section 88, Chapter 8, in Act 111 of 1998, which is the Principal Act, and is going to be inserted in the bill, the amendment is going to be Section 73. That means the written clause 73 will change and become Clause 74. Now, Clause 73 has been introduced into the bill to deal with the insertion of Section 88. And we agree. The following section is hereby inserted in the principal act of that section 88. That section will deal with the appointment of the chief executive officer. If you look in the principal act, Section 88, I'm going to show you the location of this principal act. Section 88 deals with the conditions of service of the paragraph. So after discussing the principal act, the new section 88A is being inserted, and that section will deal with the appointment of the chief executive officer. And section 88A reads, the national commissioner must, in consultation with the inspection judge, and the Director General of the Department of Public Service and Administration, appoint a suitably qualified and experienced person as the Chief Executive Officer.
We don't agree with it. We don't agree with it. That was not our. We have said, not the National Commission, but the judge. That is what we have said.
I understand. But I've also mentioned that if we allow them to still continue with the administration function, that section is not in line with the government in the justice case. That should be the judges who are necessary to be involved with the administration function of the section. But in this instance, this will allow the inspection judge to make appointments. I'm afraid that's what we need to do. We need to do the inspection judge. But rather, we thought that as a subject with this department, we thought that maybe if we allow the national commission to appoint, but that appointment won't make it allowed. So that means the inspection judge will be involved in the entire process.
No, ma'am, let me tell you. The independence of this service is critical, very critical. And I'm telling you, we must be convinced that this is the right thing. You know, when the judge, I hear the functions of the judge in one way. We are bringing in the chief executive officer to relieve the judge on the day-to-day function of the thing. The judge is no more going to sit full time there. The chief executive officer is going to do this type of work. Now I don't understand if we are turning now. You see, on Friday we agreed on this, but now we are going back to the judge.
I think that's the before the judge does make the appointment, from that point on, the judge does add some of the allowed judge to be a judge to be an advocate. But I mean, the prime reason for you to as doctors, I mean, it makes it very specific that this person in
subsection, under the control of authority. By that, I take it to be the national commission. And I think the key to the idea that we should have had. Yes, sir. Just to correct myself, subsection, paragraph 2. Under his own control and authority to protect the respecting judge. And whilst the department agrees with our colleague here, yes, we did indicate the department that in order to allay the fears about the independence of this office, we had agreed that it would be indeed the respecting judge. But can advise of the state advisor, the section is as it stands. So we didn't hand this to the hands of the committee.
Sir, I think although at this stage I have not had an opportunity to read the entire judgment, but having looked at some of the quotations, I'm afraid we might well be running to a risk of quoting the judgment out of context, because the judgment does not refer to all these functions, I mean the provisions of all these administrative functions. It refers to certain administrative functions to be key in determining whether the judge is now refocusing himself, leaving the core business to look at other issues. And I think that I myself would have to have a look at this court judgment and report the, whether it is tomorrow when the committee meets or not. We don't agree on some of the issues. I will ask permission so that we must sit tomorrow and Thursday, but Friday we must adopt this decision. Friday. So if we don't agree, we are going to ask for permission to sit tomorrow and Thursday so that we must finalize this decision.
Okay, so
but I don't understand, I really don't understand, gentlemen. What is the difference? What is the problem for the judge to appoint the chief executive officer in consultation with the national commission? We have agreed on Friday. Now I don't know this runabout.
In fact, yes, we have agreed
that
the department, but we're being advised differently by the special advisor. I think we need to discuss this with what we're being told. The issue really is who is the employer and who will be subject to a host of administrative functions in relation to the work of the CEO, including dealing with issues of salary. And because this is part of the Correctional Services Act, and there's an accountability function to the accounting officer. So it really, I can understand our willingness. I mean, I have no intention, and I hope my successors would also not, to compromise that independence. But the issue is really, how do we protect the judgment? And this is what I hear, despite our willingness as a department to let go. How do we protect the judge from subsequent administrative involvement related to an employee or his? I think that's the dilemma that we're being warned about.
You know, if that is the case, then we can close this office of the inspecting judge, because then the inspecting judge is an extension of the Department of Correctional Services. They are not going, the judge is not going to do anything. This office is not going to, because the office is under the control of the National Commission. That is what the thing says.
I think she's unconscious.
all that they're doing is pointing to the from left, that point on, that TV mode performs the administrative function and allows the judge to perform the independent judicial function with the statute of the law. So I would just respect you to get independent shock by the court. We said that this office must be an independent office. Now, I don't understand if we are coming back now and say that the National Commissioner must appoint the CEO in this office. And the National Commissioner is responsible. Because the judge will be there. This CEO is going to run. That's why there's a CEO coming in now. There was not a CEO when they are Kagan and what. But we are releasing the judge now and say that that's the idea of appointing a chief and chief executive to run the let's not be clear, this is obviously, we are saying as the committee that if the judge must appoint the chief financial officer in consultation with the commissioner.
We've already made that conversation with the department on the advice we had to check.
Okay, so
if you feel they can accommodate,
that's why she's withdrawing, and now we are sitting on that one. The chief executive officer has been appointed by the judge in consultation with the National Commission. Yeah. We agree, man. We agree. Thank you very much.
So this such an delegation through the appointment of the chief executive officer, but now it should be doing interesting jobs, my life. In consultation with the National Commissioner and the Department of Public Service and Administration, according to the student of Public Service, and the current person is the Chief Executive Officer, who is responsible for all administrative, financial, and vertical functions of the Office of the Inspector. B. Is accountable to the National Commissioner of the Department. For all the money received, I always keep instructing from the department because paragraph 3 is always.
Okay.
But number 3 should read and is under the authority, is under the authority and control of the inspector. The paragraph 3 is the one that is saying from the
department.
Paragraph 3 in general to refer to the inspecting judge, not to the National Commissioner. Paragraph 3, yes, it's the National Commissioner because the CEO must account for all the money that he receives from the department to enable the accounting officer to account for all the money that he receives.
You are saying that you are seeking to be accountable to the National Commission.
Which
with regard to paragraph 6, yes, we're speaking to the National Commissioner because it's financial matters. All the money that needs to be, we also receive from the department must account to the accounting office of the department. And paragraph 6 is the inspecting judge.
No, I don't.
The salary and conditions. The salary and conditions of the executive officer must be determined by the National Commissioner and the Director General of the Department of Public Administration. Since the agency meets the limits of finance and on the recommendation. So basically, this is regard to number one, the inspecting judge will make that appointment. But the conditions of serving will be determined by the National Commission and the Director General of the Department. Then the inspecting judge will make the recommendation.
Number one,
and in conversation with you, in respect of that, the chief executive office and man, as soon as practicable, after pre-calling for nominations and conversation with community organizations, comma, appoint an independent cultural center visitor for each cultural center.
Line 7. After 3 months,
enlightened is to commune, ofrenda, and to substitute sender, ofrenda. 628, after line 31. After line 39, 628, after line 39. We're in the regulation chapter 10. After line 39, in the book, we're inserting a new paragraph 10, that is for the second amendment into the regulation, this read. By inserting after paragraph KK, which is in the print paragraph, of the following paragraph. KK1. KKI, the minimum sooner for which pregnant offenders must be incarcerated, comma as for the greater injunction in the KKA, provided that the minister will submit the draft regulation to Parliament for approval. And this refers to the regulation, section 134. Section 134. Section 134 of the Now, can I read the as the option in red in section 134? Regulation, subsection 1, the minister may make a regulation. If I is not late, you should amend it to not. Minister must make a regulation not inconsistent with this act as who, and now we read paragraph 8, as to the minimum period for which pregnant offenders must be incarcerated as considered section 78, provided that the minister will start with the chapter regulation to Parliament for approval. But when it comes to, we have to find a way to ensure that the implementation must for what you can do in the region.
She must have misunderstood me. I'm referring here specifically to the document here, page 21, where they're busy with this new KKL. There is a proviso that says that provided that the minister will submit the draft regulation to Parliament for approval. And I'm suggesting that the will there should be removed to read that provided that the minister must submit draft regulation to Parliament for approval.
Chairperson, I agree with you. I was just correcting my colleague from the fiscal advisor that they must have the procedure. The may should be the main, and then the must on as suggested by Mr. Navar.
I just want to ask whether the expectation says that if we do even have this, that we have subsequent changes to the regulations also come to Parliament for approval, or can we specify that the changes to the regulations also come to Parliament for approval? The way we see now is that once you get the draft regulations done, that the end of Parliament stay in the matter, but we want to see what changes are made.
You know, according to me, that this common regulation, whenever the minister is making a regulation, it must come before Parliament. That's what I understand, Nadia. You are shaking your head, but that's what I am understanding. Okay, you can respond.
You want to work from the wording of
his
majesty,
my understanding was this part of KKR only with regards to the regulation pertaining to the
independent framework on the industrial regulation that should be submitted to Parliament for approval. The other regulations will be produced.
So that is indeed the case, but I think the any research to any changes to the particular regulation, any future possible change, we will have to revert back to the
Yeah, I think I agree with it. Just the first question is in terms of that, yeah, the content up from knowing what they're saying about what they're saying.
Let me, before you proceed, let me recognize the president and a member of the committee, Mdate Khala. Mdate Khala has been for a very long time, for 2 years, more than 2 years, and his heart is always here in the committee, because you know why he is a member, because he has felt it on Bobo Island. That's why he's looking very closely at correctional. You are welcome, Mr. Jeffers.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Jeffers.
Thank
you. Okay,
we are tuning in.
We should be provided that the minister must submit the draft regulation to Parliament. Must submit the draft regulation and any subsequent amendment therein to Parliament for approval. And to cover for the amendment in the regulation. Not only in terms of my delay, but it's page 29. The column, what's the name? Page 29, 917. 917, it's to only correctional medical officer, then to start with me. Correctional medical officer, Dr. Santana.
Members, I have organized a lunch, and we must go down to the dining hall after we have finished. There's no three languages to see. That's why I've sent the name. So we can go there with our guests here in the department. But you, Sadel, were supposed to pay for this.
To omit offender in the substitute sentence offender, and on page 29 in line 22, to omit offender in the substitute sentence offender. Last week, suggestion 99. Read a brief to flesh out 97. It's not title. Just page 29 in line 24. After first title. On page 29, in line 25, to omit 97, the number 97, and to substitute 99, 1. On page 29, in line after line 25, the new insertion is in this. After line 25, what is happening? On page 29, in line 25, step, after 2007, instead, and comes into operation on a day fixed by President and proclamation in the Gazette. And now it will read, amendment 2007, and comes into operation on a day fixed by President and proclamation in the Gazette. The next one, page 29, after line 25, insert the following. Defense by the new subsection 2, that reads, the defense day may be fixed under subsection 1 in respect of defense provisions of this act. basically the motivation for subsection 2 was with the grand scheme, not all the sections, the provisions of the brief, the terms of a written understanding. So there might be defending that would be fixed with regard to those provisions. Thanks.
Sorry for taking the committee now backwards. If we go back to Clause 57, with this new amendment, where now on page 15, this is at the bottom of page 15.
Clause 57.
Yes. The last paragraph, or the last sentence there, is the National Council must, comma, in the prescribed manner, comma, and in consultation with the National Commissioner determine the minimum period for which offenders, blah, blah, blah. My question is, what is this prescribed manner we were referring to here? Because I'm struggling at the moment to find out what is this prescribed manner that we're referring to here. And if by the prescribed manner we were referring to this paragraph KKL, which is in page 21, and I think there we have some work to do as well. Thank you. I think then if paragraph KKL is intended to be this prescribed manner, in that paragraph then we should read something to the effect that the minimum period for which sentenced offenders must be incarcerated contemplated in section 73 will be by regulation. Then we add that proviso and that says that these regulations must then be submitted by the minister to parliament for approval. But there, this regulation, this important word regulation is missing from that paragraph. We only come in here now to say, yes, but the regulation should be referred to parliament. But who said there must be regulation? I think there we need to build in that this prescribed manner is through regulation, but these regulations must then come to parliament for approval. You see there, all that the paragraph KKL is saying is, you see now, if one reads clause 57, it says the National Council must, after taking into account or in consultation with the National Commission. Do you understand? Oh,
2021, we are 21, close to 96. Prescribed by regulation, the person that I would say it has been defined. Prescribed is not defined. Because when you define prescribed, when you saying that Sanskrit Naina, automatically you mean Sanskrit divine recognition. So I would suggest that maybe we should define the word Sanskrit to mean Sanskrit recognition. And then in paragraph KKI, you don't have to say to mention recognition there, it's supposed to be the recognition.
Okay, I do not have a problem with that, but my concern is we need somewhere to indicate that this prescribed manner is through regulation. That's what I'm saying. It's not coming up in this form of drafting. If only we modify it. How? I mean, I'm open to how we're doing it, but we need to specify it. It means we will do it the way that you're suggesting. Thank you.
See what I understand. You see, the National Council must in the prescribed manner. Why? You see, regulations is missing.
Yes.
Yes.
But my friend, when you say prescribed, you mean but then if that's not clear, then you should define prescribed in the case to mean prescribed medication. Because in the when you say a certain machine for an internet prescribed layer, so automatically that tells you you are talking about regulation. But then, to be clear to make it more clear, I would recommend that you define the prescribed. Meaning, the word prescribed means prescribed. And then when someone receives a call, when you pick up that country, the self country must be the self and then you know it's fine.
I don't think that there is any damage when you include it.
Yes, Dr. Chairperson, I don't think we do any harm to get into the regulation that we should be together to qualify this. Because there may be other people in the ex-president to other persons that are policy.
And that is the office of the inspection charge. And it's on page 23, 74. The inspecting charge inspects or arranges for inspection of correctional centers in order to report and we have said there's something missing here. There's something missing. We are saying that the we must empower this office. But I see that it's missing in the document. And on Friday you have said it's an omission that the national commissioner that we have not included this. Maybe it's that explanation on that day.
I think the amendments are such that we retain less of phrase about the Pokemon Court and dishonest and corrupt activities. However, with regard to the investigations, it's not in such an amendment.
Okay, can you say that? What are you getting here? Please go back to you. At least in the
Yes, in other words, going to read at least in the decision saying that the objective of reporting on dishonest and corrupt activities. The only element that we as a department are working with the state department is not addressed is the issue of investigation. We didn't address that.
Okay. Member.
are we saying that the office of the inspection judge will not investigate anything that is going on in the center? I can see that the minds of people are getting tired. With this one, they are taking the time. They are coming back. They are on this one. But I think that we have really reached and progressed very well on the entire issue. It's only this one. And I think that we can solve this one. Because we can solve it. There's no way that we can solve it to include investigation into this. Because you see, it's the proper time now for the department. Because the department is seriously implementing the Jali Commission recommendation. So I don't understand why the department is not trying to include this recommendation from the Jali Commission. But let me leave it to you. We will come back on Friday. And because you see, last week Friday we have said we will come back and solve some of the solving issues. I don't think only one thing now, this one. And I think that we will reach a stage where we are going to. But members, thank you very much. Thank you very much for helping to say. And I think that we are very, very quickly and very smoothly on this. Mr. Felder said that his boss is calling him, that's why he went out. You know, he's putting off the floor three. Let me invite all of you to this dining hall here, so that we can have something to eat. Commissioner, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much to the team, Sixth Law Advisor. Then thank you very much. You will correct this thing on Friday morning. Friday morning we are going to start at 9. So that each and everything that is not there. Yeah. And the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
How are you?
We meet on the turn, Bill. We meet now in our beam.
You can have fun.
Yes, the party line. I'm not longer sitting in coming to this meeting. Because it's my turn. You know, we have ASDs now.
Really?
Maybe we have seen this. Because you remember we met at that hotel last
year?
Yes, time, yes. Last year, yes?
Yeah.
When you gave me the conversation to this.
Yes.
They have also appointed me in the casting from the President of Costa Rica for Christine. But then I spoke to one person. He said he's going to invite us for the meeting. But apparently, most of the time, he's going to be But they have been started in the coaching.
Because you know it's coming to National Council of Provinces.
Okay.
And they are going to put up a public hearing. So I'm not sure what they're going to do.
But they're still sitting
in the city. Sir, I think. Yes, I am. I'm trying to attend a whole meeting. And in fact, I was here today to be sure that they can't do anything. But I came here because I'm not going to do inspections.
Oh, you're just
I'm in the most appallingly noisy place, and there's not much you can do about it.